This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres addressed the attacks on two oil tankers Thursday in the Gulf of Oman.
I strongly condemned any attack against civilian vessels. Facts must be established and responsibilities clarified. And if there is something the world cannot afford, is a major confrontation in the Gulf region.
The attacks were the second in a month near the Strait of Hormuz, a major strategic waterway for world oil suppliers. The Norwegian Maritime Authority said three explosions were reported on the Norwegian-owned tanker Front Alter after a suspected attack on the Kukuka Courageous, a tanker owned by a Germany-based company. The U.S. Navy's Bahrain-based U.S. Fifth Fleet said it is providing assistance after receiving distress calls. Hong Kong returned to normal Thursday after clashes between police and protesters who oppose a controversial extradition bill that would allow criminal suspects to be sent to mainland China for trial. Wednesday, thousands of activists shut down government headquarters and the Legislative Council when it was to debate the extradition bill. Hospital authorities say at least 72 people were injured. A suicide blast has killed at least 8 people and wounded 12 at a police checkpoint in eastern Afghanistan. Provincial officials said security personnel and civilians are among the victims of the attack Thursday in Jalalabad. Sudan's opposition leaders ended their campaign of civil disobedience and strikes, allowing businesses to reopen and traffic to once again fill the streets of Khartoum. The protesters and the country's military rulers are set to resume talks aimed at returning Sudan to civilian rule. More on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he would see nothing wrong in accepting damaging information on a U.S. political opponent if a foreign government offered it to his campaign. In an interview with ABC News, Trump said he would not necessarily call the FBI if a foreign power offered him information. Trump said he disagreed with FBI Director Christopher Wray, who told Congress last month that political campaigns should contact the agency about any suspicious communications from a foreign government. There is a clear leader in the contest to become the United Kingdom's next prime minister.
The total number of votes cast for each candidate in alphabetical order were as follows. Michael Gove.
Boris Johnson secured the most support in the first round of votes in Britain's Conservative Party leadership race on Thursday. Three other candidates have been eliminated. Johnson, a former foreign secretary and leading Brexit campaigner, got 114 votes in the secret ballot among more than 300 conservative lawmakers. Seven contenders remain in the contest to succeed Theresa May as party leader and prime minister. Further elimination votes will be held next week, with the final two contenders put to a vote of 160,000 Conservative Party members across the country. For the first time, a Japanese Navy ship will take part in joint military exercises in Australian waters. Analysts say it is a sign of growing defense ties between the Asia-Pacific partners. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Every 2 years, the Australian and United States military take part in Exercise Talisman Sabre. This year, defense forces from New Zealand, Canada and Britain will participate. For the first time, the Japanese Navy will also be involved in manoeuvres that are designed to foster greater defence cooperation and integration among the Allies. Dr. John Lee is from the United States Studies Centre in Sydney.
You're seeing far greater strategic military defence and intelligence cooperation between these three countries.
Australian officials say the relationship with Japan is its most mature in Asia. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Australia and the United States have sought greater military ties with Tokyo, a former World War II enemy. Authorities evacuated nearly 300,000 people from India's western coastline as a strong cyclone threatened to make landfall on Thursday. And India has announced plans to launch its own space station. We have that full story for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.